For anyone following a plant-based diet, it can be frustrating finding interesting food when travelling. Often the choices are pasta or a frequently dull salad. But in Berlin, that won't be an issue. The city is known as Europe's vegan capital. And at the Almodovar Hotel, the dishes they offer are exclusively vegetarian, and many are also vegan. The Almodovar also boasts impressive green credentials, and CTO Axel Benz is proud of the large amount of information on display throughout the hotel.
We did not have that information for the first 5 years. And then we went to a green hotel in Vienna, Austria, and we saw that they had little stickers with the qualities everywhere. We thought, oh, that's really interesting, because we want people to be comfortable that they are in a green hotel and that they are doing something for the environment as well. And so we thought, okay, we need more information. We solved that with those little postcards which you find everywhere on the rooms and during the breakfast, where we describe lots of details of things we do.
One of which is not having a minibar. So why don't you have minibars?
Minibars are energy consuming and are rarely used by persons, because the beverages in the minibar are always very expensive. And sometimes they also are noisy. Minibars for us is something like a relict introduced somewhere in the 50s and now are still in the hotels. And we decided to have a big fridge in the lobby where you can buy your drinks if you want. And the guests really like that.
So that obviously saves a lot of energy. And then also bottled water. That's another thing where I noticed there's quite a lot of information about drinking the tap water.
This is also interesting, because there was an association who came to us and was asking whether we took money for the tap water in the restaurant. That's an association which wants to promote tap water, because in fact, tap water has a very, very good quality and you can drink it as well as bottled water. It's absolutely the same quality. And so we thought, that's interesting for us. We don't take money for the tap water in the restaurant, but we thought, that would be a very good idea to replace the bottled water in the rooms with tap water, just to show that they can drink it. And that's really good. And to make them try it, because once you drink it, you'll find that it also tastes as good as normal water.
And the bedding as well. I notice it's quite a lot of information about organic cotton. Why is that important to you?
Organic cotton is very important because the cotton industry, which is not organic, causes a lot of spreading of poison everywhere in the earth and in the soil. So organic cotton is guaranteed to work without that poison. So for us, it is, of course, very important to have certified organic cotton.
In Germany in general, is there some way of certifying green or organic hotels? So, for example, abroad, you know, you have the Leaf thing in North America. Is that something in Germany where a consumer can know, that's been certified, I can trust it?
There are too many of those certifications, and none of them are something which is made by an authority. So that's really difficult. What we have and what we do is we use the European organic label, which is something which really works, which is guaranteed by a really big authority, but that's only for the food. And then there's a good certificate for the wood, that the wood is made in a sustainable way. And I think the organic cotton also has a certificate. But for hotels in total, there are 20 or more certificates. And in fact, you cannot know as a customer or as a guest which of them are really serious. So we decided to join an association which is called Sleep Green Hotels, a very small association, and we have that label as well. But it would be nicer to have something like the European organic label for hotels as well, which does not exist in such a scale.
That's Axel Benz from the Almodovar Hotel in Berlin. For more information, see almodovarhotel.de.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.